رؤيا بودكاست.
In search of the serenity and peace he couldn't find in the pampered life he had, a prince who lived in the 6th century BC decided to quit his luxurious palace to become a wandering ascetic. The princess's name was Siddhartha Gautama, a man better known as Buddha, the father of Buddhism. Under one of the peepal trees, or the tree of perfect knowledge, as they call it, Siddhartha attained enlightenment, becoming a Buddha, which literally means enlightened. This didn't happen overnight. Siddhartha spent many years of practicing meditation and of trying to alter his consciousness in order to achieve the state of ultimate truth. Buddha devoted himself to proclaiming his teachings and spreading his views, which today has many followers. He took it upon himself to liberate humanity from its cycle of suffering, which according to Buddhism stems from lust. Today, more than 250 million people adhere to Buddhist beliefs and practices, which account for about 7% of the world's population. And while Buddhism originated in northern India, Buddhists are spread across many Asian countries and come from varied nationalities, backgrounds, and cultures. But despite their differences, they all stand united in accepting Buddha as their main spiritual teacher. Buddha didn't leave any text or book containing his beliefs or expositions. Instead, all his teachings were orally conveyed. Therefore, his disciples felt the need of organizing themselves as a community, eventually forming the Sangha. At first, members of the Sangha renounced the worldly life and wandered from place to place, but ultimately sought seclusion and adopted a monastic lifestyle. They shaved their heads and donned robes, which became part of their identity up until this day. Over time, the Sangha stopped wandering and built their own headquarters to settle and live in, where they integrated their faith with their daily lives. From an early age, Buddhist monks live in isolation from the world. But their affinity makes them a community far less likely to be in need of others. Together, they do and share about everything, from playing to meditating to studying scriptures. Even their showering schedule is accessible and planned by all. Despite this unity, each follows his own path on the journey of faith, exactly as Buddha aroused into a fully enlightened being through his own personal experience. Although Buddhism was founded according to the teachings of the Buddha, there were other prominent monks who contributed immensely to the spread of Buddhism. Therefore, Buddhists acknowledge and honor these monks by creating lifelike wax statues of them. The most important of Buddha's teachings are based on two central principles that revolve around the cycle of rebirth. Buddhists believe in the migration from one life to the next through successive reincarnations that take on different forms. They also believe in the correlation between the nature of the next life and the deeds committed in the prior one. In other words, those who do good are rewarded rebirth into a better place, while those who do evil are reborn into a less fortunate realm of existence. In the early hours of each morning, and as the sun is rising, Buddhist monks set out from their monastic temples, weaving their way through the streets. Meditatively walking throughout the town, in silence, and with hearts full of tranquility. Carrying containers in which they collect offerings of food from the people, monks are sustained by these offerings, and in return, they bestow people with spiritual guidance in order to liberate themselves from their suffering. According to Buddhism, life is not without suffering and tragedy, but what keeps us from achieving happiness is our sense of deep attachment to life. Buddha explains that in order to enter nirvana, which is a state of spiritual serenity, one must stop and let go of this attachment and abstain from counterproductive feelings and desires, such as selfishness and lust. People also believe that by presenting these offerings, the blessings of these monks will shed its rays upon the souls of their deceased relatives and loved ones. Thank you. There are, however, different kinds of Buddhist monks who follow different schools and sects. And while each of these sects has its own philosophy, culture, and set of customs, they all share one ultimate goal: attaining enlightenment and total liberation from the karma. And karma means the actions that lead to future consequences. According to Theravada Buddhism, which is also known as Doctrine of the Elders, monks are to stay single and earn a living by receiving alms from the public. And although this seems like an unpleasant habit, monks have taken a custom out of it since Buddha's days. Monks in Theravada is not restricted to men, as nuns can also join the community. In the early stages, sacred texts of Buddhism were documented within three sections that are collectively known as the Tripitaka, or the Three Baskets. Sutra Pitaka, which is a collection of original Buddhist writings and teachings attributed to the orally rehearsed sermons by Buddha and his close companions. Vinaya Pitaka, which covers monastic regulations and rules of conduct for monks and nuns. And Abhidhamma Pitaka, which is a collection of treatises on philosophical and spiritual themes in Buddhist doctrine. As for praying, devotees recite their prayers either individually or visit temples where they pray within groups, barefooted and seated on the ground in front or near a statue of Buddha. Even death is not to be feared by one who has lived wisely. This is one of the famous sayings of Buddha. Believing in concepts like bad luck and the evil eye, Buddhists seek their monks for good luck, protection, prosperity, and to wash away their sins. After reciting holy verses, a monk washes the devotee's body with water. This is known as the holy bath.
Yeah.
religious ceremonies, monks are always found in the lead. The celebration of the Buddha's birthday is the crown of these ceremonies. Second in line comes the Paritta practice, where specific verses from the original teachings, known as Pali Canon, are recited in order to ward off misfortune, heal, and provide protection from certain afflictions. Comes from within. Do not seek it without, is yet another famous saying of Buddha that holds universal truth. Because as we strive towards world peace, we sometimes forget that it cannot be attained without inner peace, and no matter how far our beliefs stand, achieving serenity remains the common thread that binds all spiritual paths together. Life remains possible as long as we're able to value our differences. For as long as love and empathy exist, unity will always outlast our diversity. And only with that, humanity will keep transcending all hardships. No matter how much you know, there's always more to learn, because it is
العالم كبير. رؤيا بودكاست.